Warm greetings for our meditation time together. And as I sit down to be here with you all, and I'm thinking about two things, that is sacred presence. That which is present, that feels deeply respect-worthy, inspiring, meaningful. And sacred absence, the absence which is special, respect-worthy, inspiring. And in this practice, there's a very important role of absence, what I call today sacred absence, and to recognize the absence of clinging, attachment, hate, preoccupation, and to recognize that absence as special, respect-worthy, inspiring, really helps open up this path of meditation. And then, with that sacred absence, the way that we are aware of what is present can have a sacred quality, maybe not exactly because what we're attending to is maybe sacred in some way, but the way that we're present for it, our sacred presence, our attention, has qualities that are sacred and special and not to be overlooked. And there's always something here, as we meditate, which is absent. And if you go back even, you know, over your recent life, there have probably been things that you've been caught up in, reacting to, consumed with, driven by, troubled by, that those troubles and those preoccupations, maybe they've faded away and they're not here anymore. And it's possible to somehow be aware of their absence. And in that absence, to have more room for awareness, for attention. In that absence, to receive more fully the experience of breathing. In that absence, to connect more fully to breathing. And even in the much short term, if you're thinking about something in meditation and you're able to let go of it, there's the absence of that thinking. There might be the absence of the drive to think, or the desire, or the resentment, or the whatever was inspiring the thinking. To start recognizing the absence is a very important part of the deeper dimensions of this Anapanasati. And then not just to recognize the absence, but recognize it as an opportunity to have a sacred awareness, a greater awareness, and for the purpose of this meditation, for our breathing. Simply aware and kind of committed to breathing in and breathing out with awareness, awaringly. So to assume a meditation posture. And close your eyes. And here we are. There's a lot of things absent. Just being used to meditate. For the time being, the absence of maybe the busyness of the day or the concerns that we have to, the things we have to do during the day. Physically, those things are not here now. in our body, working them. Maybe some of the concerns that you have for the day you can put up on a shelf and put aside for now. And let them be absent because they'll be picked up later. To help let go of things to be here, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full as you breathe in. And 4/5 emptying the lungs as you exhale. And as you exhale, to relax the body, the whole frame. Letting your breathing return to normal. And relaxing some more on the exhale. And not only feeling the release of tension and holding, but to appreciate the absence of that holding. So to soften the belly. Perhaps you can soften your chest. Relaxing and softening your shoulders. And calming the muscles of your face. And cooling down the agitation associated with thinking. Calming the thinking mind. And then appreciating absence. Not so much that you have to think about what is absent, but maybe there's some way you can intuit. The absent space, the absence, the freed up time, the freed up thinking, the freed up attention. That's not preoccupied with the things that you have been preoccupied with. And here to allow this absence to become fuller. Letting go of thoughts, ideas. An absence which is related to the simplicity of this moment. Just here and now, in a sacred absence in which you make room for your body's breathing. Allowing, in a sense, the experience of breathing to fill the space of awareness. A sacred absence that allows for sacred presence, a sacred attention. And when you find yourself thinking and you let go of it, appreciate whatever absence of thinking that then follows, and allow the breathing into that absence. So breathing begins to fill more and more your field of awareness, as if awareness fills the universe, just breathing. Keep filling the absence with your breathing, your experience, body's experience of breathing, so that this sacred absence is not filled with something else, filled with thinking and wanting, fantasy. whatever you're caught up in thinking about, beyond the edges of it is also sacred absence. Let go of your thoughts and preoccupations, your tensions, your holdings. Let go into the great absence and fill that absence with the experience of breathing, allowing yourself to become very simple and quiet, just breathing. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, one form of sacred absence is to make the heart as wide as the world. Make lots of space in your heart, in your care, in your love, in your goodwill. So there's a place inside of you for all beings. And so to clear the space within so that there's room for you to consider, relate to, hold in your care others, and for them to fill the space of your heart means to be very simple, allowing them to be as they are, maybe a sacred presence that everyone is respect-worthy. Everyone in some way may be independent of even how they're behaving. Some way deep inside, something beautiful, inspiring, even if it's just a seed that's waiting to germinate. And sacred absence within you that allows you to receive and be present in a fuller, caring way for others. And you don't have to say these words, but maybe a care and a goodwill that these words express or touch on. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we live caring for the welfare and happiness of those around us. May this meditation practice provide inspiration and ability to walk through the world with care and goodwill. May all beings be well.